but also about social and political competition. So, a populous island, effectively organized, practicing religion in a carefully structured, competitive way. And then, quite suddenly, around 1600, the monolith making stopped. No one has a very clear idea why. Certainly, all islands like this are fragile ecosystems, and this one was being pushed beyond what was comfortably sustainable. The islanders had gradually cut down most of the trees and had hunted land birds almost to extinction. The seabirds moved away to nest on safer offshore rocks and islands. It must have seemed as if the favour of the gods was being withdrawn. The islanders responded by changing their religious practices, turning to a ritual that, not surprisingly, was all about the scarce resources. The Birdman cult focused on an annual competition to collect the first egg of the migrating sooty tern from a neighbouring islet. The man who pulled off the feat of bringing an egg back, unbroken, through the sea and over the cliffs, would, for a year, become the Birdman. Invested with sacred power, he would live in isolation, grow his nails like bird talons, and wield a ceremonial paddle as a symbol of prestige. And surprisingly, we can tell this story too through our sculpture. Rather than being abandoned along with the other monoliths, Hoahakananaya was moved, placed in a hut, and entered a new phase of his life, now